I think at this point, there's no real cause for the world to worry. I think that this is very early days and we don't have a complete picture of what's occurring. And there may be a lot that's lost in translation. So until we have diagnostic tests available to determine what's causing these illnesses, I think it's premature to panic about this, but I think it is important to be proactive as the WHO is being, as Africa CDC is being, to try and run this down. I think it's important to also remember that these cases started in October and there was a 6-week or so delay before they were notified to public health authorities. So what happened may have already came and went. It's unclear whether this is ongoing. The other thing to keep in mind is the fact that there was a 6-week delay, that it's been difficult to get there, that it's several hundred miles away from major laboratory centers, tells you that this is occurring in a remote area, which may delimit its ability to spread. If this is so hard to get to, it's very hard to get out of. So that may be kind of a silver lining in that whatever is occurring there is quite isolated from the rest of the world.
But by the same token, you know, being that it seems to be a remote area, the DRC, does it make it harder to figure out what's causing the disease and how it's spreading?
Because it's occurring in a remote area of the DRC where there are not healthcare resources to be able to do diagnostic tests, where there may not be a lot of medical expertise. Yes, that has made it harder, but I think within the next 24 hours or so, we should be getting some lab sample results back from a laboratory that receives specimens from the area.
What are the symptoms? Describe the symptoms, if you would.
From what we have heard, the symptoms include fever, chills, muscle aches and pains, shortness of breath, respiratory symptoms, and also we're hearing anemia as well is something that they're finding in some of the patients. So that doesn't really map onto anything quite perfectly. So it could be a variety of different infections. It could be more than one infection because remember the diagnostic testing there is very constrained. So they may not actually be able to identify who is a case patient and who is not. This could end up being something normal like malaria, typhoid fever. It could be Ebola or Marburg. So I think that the possibilities are very wide right now because we don't have good information and the information we've gotten is delayed. There's been a lag time from when this outbreak occurred. And as I said, we don't even know how much it's ongoing anymore because a lot of this was happening in October and November.
Some of those things you mentioned are spread by airborne. You know, are they worried? Are infectious disease experts like yourself worried that it could be airborne?
Well, I think based on the fact that there's respiratory symptoms, we are concerned that there's respiratory spread, which is more efficient. But again, we have not seen this move out of that area. There really hasn't been any reports from other parts of the DRC with symptoms consistent with this. And the fact is, even if something is spread through the respiratory route, it may be easier to spread. But if it's happening in a remote area, it may not be able to actually get out of that area because it's still constrained based on the limited human-to-human contact that goes on between this area where these cases are occurring and the rest of the country, the rest of the province. So that also will still play a role in delimiting it, even if it is spread through a more efficient route.
What precautions, if any, are being taken in the DRC right now to try to stop the spread of it?
I think that they are isolating individuals that might have symptoms consistent with it in that area of the DRC. But it's really premature to say what are the appropriate responses because we actually don't know if this is something ordinary or something unusual yet because information is very limited and it's going to really hinge upon the diagnostic testing to understand what's made these people sick.